From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. From Welcome Back to Everybody Out Again. This afternoon, the mayor of New Orleans suspended his ambitious plan to reopen parts of the city. He said he was concerned about the threat from Tropical Storm Rita, now moving west toward the Gulf of Mexico. The mayor was also under pressure from federal officials, including President Bush, who say the city is still unsafe. From New Orleans, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The plan was always a bold one, rapidly reopen the better-off parts of New Orleans to help jumpstart the whole city's recovery. And the mayor had resisted any second-guessing by federal officials. But the satellite photos of a storm named Rita making its way toward the Gulf Coast forced the mayor to reconsider.
The reason why we have this change is because of a couple of factors. Our pumping stations are still not at full capacity. If we have anything above 9 inches of rain and a 3-foot surge in any storm, we will once again have significant flooding on the east bank of Orleans.
And so the mayor suspended the reentry plan and asked anyone else who had returned to the city to leave by Wednesday. The reversal comes after mounting criticism of how the mayor was managing the reopening of the city. But Mayor Nagin defended his plan.
I understand the federal government was a little excited about the plan. They didn't feel as though conditions were quite right. But my thought has always been that if we have this many resources in the city working cooperatively, then we can correct just about any situation that was out there.
The power struggle over the future of New Orleans went all the way to the top today. This morning, President Bush voiced concerns about the timing of the return plan.
The mayor's working hard. The mayor, you know, he's got this dream about having a city up and running, and we share that dream. But we also want to be realistic about some of the hurdles and obstacles that we all confront in repopulating New Orleans.
Those include, the president said, environmental concerns about the safety of living in New Orleans. The city lacks drinkable water in places, homes are contaminated, and even a glancing blow from another storm might reflood the city.
If it were to rain a lot, there is concern from the Army Corps of Engineers that the levees might break. And so, therefore, we're cautious about encouraging people to return at this moment of history.
Still, residents arrived back in New Orleans this morning, hoping to move back in. The Algiers neighborhood, which avoided most of the flood damage, was officially open this morning. Marcus Spencer, a pharmacist, had just cut his lawn and was working on his garden. He thinks the city has to let people back.
The place is livable, but we don't have people to live. I mean, businesses can't boom until people come back home. I can't go to work as a healthcare provider until people come home.
But even residents who returned today were having second thoughts already. Tracy Rolfez was hauling groceries into her Algiers home from the one store still open in the neighborhood. She brought her two kids back from Texas this morning and is already having doubts.
My concern right now is really the quality of the air. I mean, I didn't even think about that, really. I mean, I'm wondering, is it okay to be out here? Because there's rotten food everywhere, and the garbage is picking it up, but whatever they drop on the ground, they don't pick it up.
And as for Tropical Storm Rita, Rolfez doesn't even want to think about it. But she may have little choice. Mayor Nagin has told the residents who arrived back in Algiers that they have to leave again in 2 days. Robert Smith, NPR News, New Orleans.